Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you're joining us for the second day of our business lesson here at Studio Classroom. It's a question, new employees. And so we're enjoying a conversation with Ben and Uncle Bob, and they're discussing whether or not Ben should hire some full-time workers. Well, what have we learned so far here, Carolyn?
Well, yesterday we learned that Ben's business is growing by leaps and bounds, and he thinks that he's ready to hire some full-time employees because he needs help with his business. But that's not the only thing that is going on. Right now he does have some freelancers working for him, but they don't seem to be enough.
Mm-hmm. Well, Uncle Bob has some words of warning. He thinks that hiring new employees will go far beyond pay. So he needs to think about things like benefits or the payroll taxes, and of course the furniture he's going to buy, the new stationery or all of the other stationery, some computers for his employees, and maybe some parking lots or spots. So there are some things that he needs to consider. Well, let's continue this conversation with Ben and Uncle Bob.
New employees.
Okay, so there will be some hidden costs, but those won't change the company that much.
They will mean huge changes to your job, though.
Yeah, I hope they'll make my job a lot easier.
They might, but remember, employees need to be managed.
That's true.
The time you'll spend doing the things you're used to doing will also diminish. Instead, you'll spend time overseeing employees.
I guess that will be a big change.
Ultimately, hiring employees is about growth. And good growth is done in a balanced and controlled way.
Hello, listeners. This is your word lady, Ellen. You're hired. There's a lot more to hiring a new employee than just saying those words. On day two of our business article, we'll rejoin Ben and Uncle Bob as they tell us more. Let's take a look at our key words for the day before we begin. Diminish. Diminish is a verb. The importance of radio has diminished because of the internet. Ultimately. Ultimately is an adverb. Ultimately, I am looking for an easier way to fix the sink. Generate. Generate is a verb. I think we should get together and generate some new ideas. Human resources. Human resources is a plural noun. If there is a problem with your pay, you need to call human resources. Your more information word is hidden cost. Hidden cost is a noun. Sounds like some great information. Let's begin.
Okay, let's go to the beginning of this conversation. I liked how things were going yesterday. So, Carolyn, would you please be Ben again?
I will continue to be Ben, thank you. Well, we were just talking about in the previous conversation, Uncle Bob and Ben had discussed that there would be a lot of things that Ben would need to buy or make space for, like parking lots or buying computers or stationery. And Ben responds, okay, so there will be some hidden costs, but those won't change the company that much.
I don't know about that. But first, let's take a look at that phrase there, a hidden cost. That's something that you don't really consider when you're buying something. You see the price for the item or for what you're buying, but then you don't really think about how much else you will have to spend. So if you are buying something, make sure you read the small print. Sometimes there will be some hidden costs listed in there.
That's right. So when hiring employees, there are some hidden costs that you might not think of right away. Well, Uncle Bob, you have the next line?
Ah, yes, of course I do. They will mean huge changes to your job, though. Hey, you know what? I like this because Uncle Bob used the word change as a noun, but then Ben used it as a verb in his first line. I just wanted to point that out. Okay, Ben, go on.
Oh, well, thank you. Yes, change can be both a noun and a verb, and there will be some changes. Ben responds, yeah, I hope they'll make my job a lot easier.
They might. But remember, employees need to be managed.
Ah, so there is more than just hiring an employee and then your job becomes easier. Mm-hmm. Employees also have to be managed by probably a manager.
That's right. Manager, you talk about the management of a company. Well, Ben will probably be part of that management. Well, Ben continues. Things need to be managed.
There is more to hiring an employee than just simply making your job easier. Those employees do need to be managed, probably by a manager or the management.
And Ben might become part of the management if he hires some employees. Well, Ben, what does Ben say?
Well, responding to this, that they will need to be managed, he says, that's true.
The time you'll spend doing the things you're used to doing will also diminish.
Ah, great, Uncle Bob. It will diminish. And diminish is a word from our word bank. It mm-hmm. is wonderful. If you have something that becomes diminished, then it gets smaller.
Mm-hmm. Or fewer. And so you could use this in other ways. You know the story of David and Goliath. When he saw the giant, his courage did not diminish. He was okay, and he went to kill that giant. So you can use this word in many ways.
And if you are starting a business, you want to make sure that your money does not diminish. You want to make more money, but if you're hiring employees, it would be nice for your own jobs to diminish as you have more people to do them.
Exactly. Well, Uncle Bob continues this line. Instead, you'll spend time overseeing employees.
Well, great. They will have to spend their time, probably Ben and his wife Sandy, spend their time overseeing their employees. And I think Steve and Ken have something they want to tell us about that word oversee versus overlook.
Let's take a look at two words today that can be confusing. Oversee and overlook. Do they have the same meaning?
Well, you may think they do, as both see and look have similar meanings, but these two words are actually quite different.
Okay, for oversee, we can think of a boss or supervisor in a factory who is seated at a high place watching over the workers.
And maybe even giving out commands. When someone oversees you at work, they're making sure you're doing your job right. Supervise is another word for oversee.
Overlook, on the other hand, can have two different meanings. It can mean to look at something from a higher place. For example, the house overlooks the beach.
So, from the house, you could see the beach below.
Right, but overlook can also mean to miss or fail to see, as in, the detective overlooked an important clue and the suspect was released.
Now the question is, what does the noun oversight mean? It can mean either supervision or an unintentional omission.
Yes, but the more common definition is an unintentional omission. So we can say, due to the detective's oversight, the suspect was released.
Two different words with different meanings. Don't overlook them.
Oversee 跟 overlook 这两个字，一个是 see，一个是 look。 看似相同，其实意思完全不一样。Oversee 是监督管理，也就是 supervise 的意思。今天的课文中 Uncle Bob 说 You will spend time overseeing employees， 你要花时间来监督管理员工。 Overlook 可以表示眺望俯瞰，也可以是忽略看漏了的意思。比如说 The detective overlooked an important clue， 刑警忽略了一个重要的线索。名词 oversight 虽然有两个不同的定义，但是忽略、疏忽、出错是一个比较常用的。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. I'm glad we didn't overlook that point. Well, Ben has the next line, and he is responding to Uncle Bob after he says that he will have to spend time overseeing his employees.I guess that will be a big change.
Yeah. Ultimately, hiring employees is about growth.
Oh, great. Uncle Bob, I'm going to stop you right there because you used another word from our word bank, the word ultimately. Ultimately just means at the end of a process. Mm-hmm. So, in the end...
In the end. Uncle Bob could also say, in the end, hiring employees is about growth. But let's use this word ultimately in other ways. Earlier this year, actually, you learned about Mumford and Sons, right? Well, they are great musicians, they're very talented, and they love to make great music. But ultimately, they're about people. That's what they care about most.
That's right, and maybe...You are studying a language, you are learning English right now. Mm-hmm. Perhaps that is not the only language you want to learn. Ultimately, you want to learn 3 languages, or 4. What is your ultimate goal?
Ah, the ultimate goal, what you want to accomplish in the end, or by the end. Well, let's finish this line. Uncle Bob says, and good growth is done in a balanced and controlled way.
That's very good advice, Uncle Bob. You should balance and control the way that you do things. And if you want to have good growth, then you know what is growing and how fast it's growing.
That's right. Well, I think we're doing a great job here today. I'm getting a little bit tired and a little bit hungry, but ultimately, Carolyn, I just need a break.
You need a break?
Yeah.
Well, ultimately, we are going to spend some time with Michelle in the language lab.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。首先我们来看 diminish 这个动词。Diminish 是指减少或者是减小。例如 ,the threat of war diminished due to the peace talks. 由于和谈的缘故，战争的威胁降低了。或者是 Gloria's enthusiasm for seeing soon diminished after her defeat at the contest. Gloria, 比赛输了之后歌唱的热情很快就熄灭了。继续我们看的是 ultimately 这个副词。Ultimately 在这里是指基本上或者是总而言之通常都放在句首。例如 ,ultimately we'll adapt any means to promote our sales. 总而言之我们会采取任何可以提高销售的方式。它的形容词是去掉字尾的 ly 变成 ultimate， 意思是终极的或者是最重要的。例如 ,the ultimate goal of the protest is to fight for higher wages。这个示威最终的目标就是为了要争取更高的工资。
We are continuing the second day of our article,New employees. Ben and his Uncle Bob are talking about some of the hidden costs that might come along with hiring new employees for Ben's business. So far, we've talked about how Ben thinks it will make his job much easier if he hires employees, but while his own responsibilities diminish, he's going to be taking on new responsibilities to manage these employees because we want to have good, controlled, and balanced growth. Well, we have a lot more to learn from Ben and his Uncle Bob in the next reading for today.
New employees.
How do I do that?
For starters, you need to realize that growth can make some things easier, but it also generates problems in other areas.
I see. You mean hiring employees might make production easier, but it might make things like accounting and human resources harder. Maybe I should put some more thought into this.
That's a good idea. But I'm not saying you can't do it. And hiring employees is a good thing.
Because it means the company is growing?
Exactly. Let's go celebrate your growing company with some coffee.
You're on!
Okay, well, we're on right now. It's time for us to look at this conversation in more detail. So, before our break, Uncle Bob was talking about growth and how it should be done in a balanced and controlled way. Ben, it's your line.
Yes, Ben is very curious. How do I do that?
Good question. For starters, you need to realize that growth can make some things easier, but it also generates problems in other areas.
Great, Uncle Bob.
Thank you. That is
a wonderful word that you just used from our word bank, generate. To generate something means to create it, to start it. And you might think of this word when you hear about electricity.
Okay.
You need to generate power so that you can turn on the lights.
That's true. Or another thing I think of is income. You need to generate some income. That means you're making some money from somewhere or somehow. Or sometimes you like to get together with your friends and generate some good ideas for a project that you are doing. So these are different ways you can use that word.
That's right. So you can generate problems, generate electricity, generate ideas, or maybe even generate happiness. What creates happiness in your life? Well, right now, I think that Liz has something she wants to tell us about this sentence in the Grammar Gym.
Hello, friends. Thanks for joining me here at the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. In our article today, we see this statement. For starters, you need to realize that growth can make some things easier. Our grammar tip focus is at the beginning of this sentence. For starters, it just means, first of all. We use this expression whenever we want to begin explaining something to someone. In the case of today's sentence, Uncle Bob is telling Ben he needs to first realize that growth can make some things easier, but also create problems in other areas. Okay, let's take a look at some other examples. Traveling overseas takes a lot of preparation. For starters, you need to save up some money. Or, there are things you need to do before you go for a job interview. For starters, make sure your resume is up to date. If you'd like to see some more example sentences, then please take a look at today's Grammar Tip section for more examples. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. Well, we just looked at a sentence that talks about growth and how it could generate problems in other areas. Actually, this makes me think of a phrase that we use when we talk about growing. Sometimes there are growing pains. And we talk about this when we're talking about a human who is growing up. A child might have growing pains. But of course, in a company, if there is growth, there are some things you need to adapt to or adjust to. These are called growing pains.
That's right. Well, I think that Ben, I have the next line. I see. You mean hiring employees might make production easier, but it might make things like accounting and human resources harder.
Great. Let me interrupt you. That was very nice, very nice. Let's talk about those words from our word bank. Here, Ben is talking about human resources. And this basically just means the workforce or people who make up the workforce at your job. Your workers or employees, everyone who is working there.
That's right. So these are the resources that are provided by your employees, your human resources. Well, maybe I should put some more thought into this.
Excellent, excellent. I would like to put some thought into that sentence right there, Carolyn, because we have a good phrase here, to put some thought into something. All right, this just means that you are going to spend time thinking about something. But you can use this phrase in other ways, right, Carolyn?
That's right. Maybe you are thinking about retirement after you are finished working. You should put some thought into your retirement plan so that you know what you're going to do once you finish your job.
All right, that's a great point. You could also put some thought into where you will go to study for university. Or you can put some thought into the relationship that you're in. Or hey, someone is having a birthday soon and you want to buy a gift. You can put some thought into a good gift for your friend.
That's right. So there are many things that you can put thought into. Try using that phrase today as well. Uncle Bob, I think that you have the next line.
That's a good idea, Carolyn. Uncle Bob says, that's a good idea. But I'm not saying you can't do it, and hiring employees is a good thing.
Because it means the company is growing.
Exactly! Let's go celebrate your growing company with some coffee.
You're on.
I thought so.
Yes.
Excellent. You know, I love the conversations with Ben and Uncle Bob because they almost always end by going to get some coffee.
This does seem to be a trend, something that happens over and over. But in this last part of the conversation, it is true. Ben's company is growing, so his need or his just thinking about hiring new employees is probably a good thing, so long as he thinks about all of the added costs that go with it.
Exactly. Well, Ben says something here at the very end. Of course, Uncle Bob suggests that they go get coffee. Ben says, "You're on." This just means, I agree with you. Let's do it. You can use this phrase in other ways, too. For example, I might say, let's race somewhere. Okay, Carolyn, let's race to, where should we race to? Let's race to the basketball court.
You're on.
Excellent.
And then we start running?
Good.
Yes?
Yeah,
okay.
Later.
Okay, great. Well, okay, later. So, you're on. It just means that you agree. You want to do whatever the other person suggests. Maybe you want to go out for coffee or you want to go out for dinner and a movie. Hey, would you like to go out Friday night? We can go watch this great movie. You're on. Let's go.
You're on. Well, Carol and I have another racing idea. Let's race to the language lab.
You're on.
I'm on. You're on. We're on. Let's do it.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 generate 这个动词。G-E-N-E-R 这个字根有生产的意思，所以 generate 是指产生或引起。例如 the campaign generated a lot of interest in our product. 这个宣传活动吸引了许多对我们产品的关注。或者是 the project will generate...over 1,000 new jobs. 这项计划会制造1000个新的工作机会。最后我们看的是 human resources 这个名词。Human resources 是指人力资源部，也就是一个公司的人事部门。例如 I had my first interview with the head of human resources. 我第一次面试就是和人事部门的主管见面。或者是 good management of human resources can save a great deal of money for the company.良好的人力资源管理可以替公司省下许多的钱。And now back to our lesson.
Well, we've enjoyed a great conversation here today between Ben and his Uncle Bob about whether or not Ben should hire new employees or full-time employees to work for him. I don't know what you think. Maybe there are some advantages or disadvantages to hiring full-time staff.What do you think about this, Carolyn?
Well, I think that it can be a good thing. It does mean that his business is growing, but if you hire new employees, then there are many other things you need to consider, like insurance and vacation leave and overtime pay and maybe even writing up a formal contract for your employees.
Those are definitely some things to consider. Well, these are things that Ben might also need to consider for his company. Right now it's time for us to say goodbye, but of course we will see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
See you then!